This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Ministry aims for 5-8% growth. Over 39,000 students to sit GSAT on Thursday and Friday, and frontline health workers encouraged to get vaccinated. The news in detail after the break.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance, Favour Williams, says the government is committed to achieving economic growth of 5-8% going forward. Minister Williams says the key to accomplishing this goal rests with improving the ease of doing business within the country, specifically reducing red tape and other bureaucratic processes impeding major development and investment projects.
Those numbers may sound, you know, way over the top, but we believe that they are achievable. We need to clear the roadblocks out of the way. We need to move faster. We need to make faster decisions, obviously good decisions, but they need to happen faster.
Ms. Williams adds that the government intends to meet all remaining fiscal targets set by the International Monetary Fund under the current Extended Fund Facility Agreement. A total of 39,129 students will sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, in 1,090 centres across the island on Thursday, March 17 and Friday, March 18. The exams will start with mathematics and social studies on Thursday and conclude with language arts, communication task and integrated science on Friday. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean is encouraging students to remain focused during the exams and to avoid distractions.
So there has to be effective eye and hand coordination. And at the same time, they must ensure that they are shading in the best possible answers. It's very critical that parents, for example, get the students to understand that sometimes it is not even about the amount of content that they know. It's about the techniques that are used.
Dr. McLean says there have been no changes to the curriculum for the 2016 sitting of GSAT. The Ministry of Education will also provide support for special needs students to sit the exam. An estimated 38,000 students sat the exam last year. Frontline health workers are being encouraged to get vaccinated to protect themselves against the influenza A H1N1 virus. This call comes from Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who has assured that Jamaica has an adequate supply of the vaccine.
We have brought in another 2,000 doses, Trinidad and Belize. We will get another 3,000 doses that was ordered. So that, we believe, is stockpiling a lot more than normally be the case, and certainly would allow for allowing the frontline healthcare staff who are particularly at risk to be able to access that medication.
The influenza A vaccine, which can be accessed at public healthcare facilities, is also available to the general public via private entities which sell and administer the medicine. The cost ranges from $1,200 to $1,500 per dose. Meanwhile, Dr. Tufton says persons experiencing flu-like symptoms and suspect it may be H1N1 should get assessed by a physician instead of going to a hospital in the first instance. The minister was speaking with journalists following a tour of the newly upgraded National Virology Reference Laboratory at the University Hospital of the West Indies recently. And Minister of Entertainment Olivia Grange is encouraging local music practitioners to use technology and new media to maximize on the current and potential benefits of their craft.
Record producers, record companies, music publishers, artists, songwriters and composers all need to understand the new dynamics of the industry and position themselves to take advantage. As industry players, creators, and owners of music, we must try to remain viable. Understanding the digital music market is one step towards that objective.
Ms. Grange notes that new media is becoming the dominant platform for the distribution and consumption of music, and local practitioners should ensure they are not left behind. The minister was speaking at the Jamaica Music Society JAMS Music Business Seminar recently. The event, dubbed Music Rights and Music Technology in the New Media Environment, featured presentations from global players such as the Warner Music Group and covered topics including streaming services and compensation models, streaming and copyright, and music protection online. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.